Hello, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What kind of information exactly are you looking for?
I just want to know if that's true.
Okay, and who are you in relation to this address and the people at this address?
I'm Elliot Bernstein. My father owned that home up until shortly a few weeks ago. And the case, I just submitted information about that case to a federal court under Judge John Robert Blakey.
There's, okay, also, hold on 1 second for
there's me. Also information from the courthouse news that he's being investigated for some kind of Ponzi out of Provo, Utah. But it would be very important information to several cases that I'm involved in. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes. I do see a call for service at that address, but I'm not at liberty to disclose any information about it.
Well, ma'am, I could be in severe danger. So it's
then why could you be in danger?
Well, because I've just reported that, like I said, that home sale as a fraud to Judge John Robert Blakey last week in the Illinois Federal Court. And have contacted the person who incorporated the home, and she's said she had nothing to do with it, and we put all that into a federal filing, and there's been forgery and fraud in my father's estate already. The two attorneys who did that.
Have you reported
his name? Yeah, I'm reporting him, and I have sheriff investigations going. Look up my name.
Okay.
Several, including the murder of my father, ma'am.
Stop. Okay. Why do you feel right now like your life is in danger?
Are you listening to what I'm saying? Well, first of all, look up my father, Simon Bernstein. You have a murder investigation of him at that home address. Okay, filed on September 13th, 2012. The home sale is before a federal judge as a potential fraud. We are calling in investigators as we've been doing our research. We contacted the State Department last week regarding the false corporations. So there's a
lot. What does that have to do with this person that you're saying committed suicide?
Because we just put. Well, I'm not saying he committed suicide. I'm saying it's in the internet, and I was just calling to confirm that. I just got an alert that there's a news rag called Hold on, I'm just looking it up. I lost my page. Hold on. Sorry about that. And this is some guy who supposedly friends with Donald Trump at Gossip Extra, Jose Lambitz, Gossip Extra, which looks South Florida's online tabloid. It says exclusive Donald Trump friend, motivational speaker Mitchell Hughem, found dead in 1.1 million Boca Raton home, suicide suspected. Well, I'll tell you, if it's not a suicide, I'm in real danger. Because I'm the one reporting that this whole thing is a fraud. So I've, like I said, took it to a federal judge.
Hang on.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to follow. You're giving me several different situations here that, to me, from what I'm hearing, have nothing to do with this person you're saying committed suicide. So I'm just trying to follow.
Okay. He bought my father's home in a transaction we just put into federal court with Judge John Robert Blakey. Has fraudulent documents associated with it. We contacted the State Department. They're conducting an investigation into the corporation that bought the home because it was closed in 1997. There's a ton of information on that up on the web already. You can just look up that address and you'll see. I've also put it into the Palm Beach County courts as well. This very well could be a murder that's tied to all of that. So that would, because I am exposing that in part to federal authorities, etc., put my life very well in danger.
Have you received any type of threats to make you feel like your life is in danger?
Yes, and I reported that to the Boca Raton Police Department a few months ago. They came out here, took an incident report. I reported that to Federal Judge John Robert Blakey. And so, yes.
Okay. But what we're saying to you now is...
Well, what you're saying to me now is a lot of nothing, and I'm getting a little bit bothered. I asked a simple question.
I haven't been able to say anything else because you keep interrupting me. If you could let me finish.
Yeah.
Okay. What I said previously, this is a case that's open for investigation. We're not at liberty to disclose the information on this call.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't tell me that.
I confirmed that there was a call in for service at that
time. Oh, access. I didn't know what that
so
meant.
That I can tell you.
Oh, Jesus. I have no. I'm sorry. I didn't know what you were saying.
I said the same thing. So is there anything else that I didn't
Well, no, you just said there's an open investigation. That's a lot different. Now I am going to report all this. Can I have your full name?
My name is Mary.
Mary what?
My badge number is 20286.
20286, and I'm going to be putting that in federal complaint immediately. Obviously, I'm going to notify the federal judge that this guy might have been murdered, or if there's an ongoing investigation.
I'm not confirming any of that information.
No, I know. I know you're not. You're confirmed that there's an ongoing investigation into it, but the part about
I'm
the murder.
Saying, sir, what I'm saying is we were there for service. That's all that I'm saying to you. I'm not at liberty to disclose any other information.
Well, you just said there was an ongoing investigation into it.
There was a call for service at that address. That's all that I
okay,
can
so,
say.
Okay,
if
so...
There's nothing else
so,
that we can help you with,
well,
sir,
what,
I have 911 that are holding.
Well, I'll hold then, because, yeah, I'm actually got some issues here.
What else can I help you with, sir?
Did you want to take your 911 call, and I'll hold?
What else can I help you with, sir?
Do you have a supervisor?
We do have supervisors.
Okay, can I speak with one, please?
Sure, one second.
Thank you. Candace, grab me a phone.
What?
Grab me a phone, please.
What?
Okay, well, somebody was called out to the house on Tuesday. She said there was some kind of ongoing investigation. Yeah, but it's strange how they're reacting. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm transferring you to the supervisor now, okay?
Okay, and what's their name?
I'm sorry?
What's their name?
Shania.
What
One
is...
second. Hello, Supervisor Wells speaking.
Hi, who's this?
Supervisor Wells.
Wells, do you have a badge number?
Yes, I do. 7911.
Okay, thanks. Hi, I was just calling to check if there was a suicide at my father's old home at 7020 Lions Head Lane, Boca Raton. It's as reported in the news that Tuesday, according to this news report, oh, I just had it for the other woman. Hold on one sec. It's out of a magazine called Gossip Extra, Jose Lambez, South Florida online tabloid. The headline is exclusive: Donald Trump friend, motivational speaker Mitch Hughem, found dead in $1.1 million Boca Raton home, suicide suspected. The only other site that has information on that goes to a Norton Unsafe site. At seeing that, it's a very important piece of information to me, as I have just put into a federal court under Judge John Robert Blakey allegations that the home was sold improperly to an improper trust company, Lionhead's Land Trust, through a false incorporator. We have talked to the incorporators, registered agents, and they claim they have no idea what's going on. We reported that to the State Department last week. And have statements from a one Lilani. I can't.
Okay, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir, I don't know what any of that has to do with actual call that you were initially referring to.
Okay. Well, this gentleman just bought a house that we're alleging was done in fraud. He's also under investigation, according to Courthouse News, for a Ponzi scheme out of Provo, Utah. I'm in a federal case under job.
Okay. Can I speak for a second?
Sure.
I don't have any details on this. The lead detective on this case, I can have him to give you a call, and he would be at liberty to discuss it with you.
I was trying to find out is it true that the guy is dead? That's the first thing I need to know if I need to be concerned for my family right here. So I'm just trying to find out, was somebody found dead at that home, as reported in the news?
Okay, you're trying to figure out if you need to do what, sir?
Protect my family. If that happened, it could very well center on things that I just exposed in a federal court under Judge John Robert Blakey.
Okay, sir, I can have the detective to give you a call. And there was a situation at the house, but it's not a murder, sir.
I didn't say murder. I said the report says suicide and with a question mark.
Yes, sir.
Did he die? That's all I'm asking.
Yes, sir. The answer is yes.
Oh, okay. The other woman refused to give me that answer.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now I definitely want that detective to call me first thing because I could be in serious danger here.
Just a second, sir.
Whether it was a suicide or whatever. Can. Candace.
Sir, your last name, please?
Candace, he was found dead. Hello? Sorry, hello?
Well, could you spell that, please?
Well, I didn't hear your question. I'm sorry. I was talking to my wife.
Can you spell your first and last name?
Oh, absolutely. Elliot, E-L-I-O-T. Ivan is my middle name. Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N, is my last
name.
Your phone number? Is 245-8588. And you can tell the detective to look up my name. There's a lot of information and police reports.
Okay, sir, I'm simply going to ask him to give you a call at his earliest convenience.
Oh, thank you, darling. Thank you.
All welcome.
Okay, you have a lovely night. Thanks.